could the row over the ownership of governance at the new National Maternity Hospital see the plans for the St Vincent's site being scrapped and a fresh start being made elsewhere? That question and worries about the impact of the spread of the Delta variant and what that might mean for reopening, as well as Sinn Féin's absence from the Dáil on the special criminal court vote, are some of the main political questions this morning. And our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, has more. And Paul, let's start with the National Maternity Hospital. And that surprising revelation from Dr. Peter Boylan yesterday that there would appear to be a plan B.
Yeah, Dr. Peter Boylan isn't any ordinary doctor. He's the former master of the National Maternity Hospital and someone who's remained a campaigner on that issue and who's concerned about the possible ethos of the NMH being changed by being co-located at St. Vincent's Hospital. And he told RTÉ's Drive Time that he had spoken to Simon Harris that it was possible that other issues were being discussed, and he said that he believed that the government was considering a plan B. In other words, instead of co-locating the National Maternity Hospital at St Vincent's, due to this ongoing row, there was a possibility of it moving to Tallaght. Now, that statement on Drive Time did put Simon Harris in something of a difficult political spot, because he's the former Minister for Health, who is currently the Higher Education Minister, talking about someone else's brief, namely Stephen Donnelly. Now, a spokesperson for Minister Harris said that he did meet Dr. Boylan, and they did have a discussion about the development of the National Maternity Hospital, and that he reiterated his view and the government's view that the state should own the land where it's built. But we didn't get any further than that. And the spokesperson said, as it was a private discussion, Minister Harris had no further comment to make. So Dr. Boylan says what he believes with the import of the conversation. Minister Harris isn't backing it up just yet.
And whether there is a plan B or no, even if there were, it's not necessarily going to be simpler than plan A and all the rows about the Vincent site, and would certainly take longer.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key concerns. I mean, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin told the Dáil that all options remain on the table in relation to St Vincent's Hospital and this co-location. And the other two options are, one is that you possibly move it to another place, like Tallaght Hospital, or a second option is to try and engage in a compulsory purchase order to effectively take over the St Vincent's Hospital site, either in part or in totality, as was suggested by the Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly. But we do know that if it's CPO, that's a legal process which is open to challenge and could be lengthy. And Micheál Martin himself said there was a possibility, at least, that you wouldn't have a hospital at the end of it. Whereas Tallaght means going back to the beginning, right back to the beginning of all of this. This process is already 7 or 8 years old. You'd be going back, possibly meaning that you wouldn't have a hospital for another decade. So those are the difficult choices that have to be made.
The other big story, the spread of the Delta variant, accounting for 20% of cases here, 90% in the UK, and the possible impact of all of that on reopening. The Taoiseach was talking to his parliamentary party about this.
Yeah, and he said that there was increased concern over the Delta variant, and he acknowledged that sort of while case numbers were stable and what he said, hospital numbers were flat, that the variant remains a big concern because it can have an influence. And he articulated that by saying the rise in case numbers in the United Kingdom were worrying. But how that's going to feed into government decision-making is unclear. Liv Radker said nothing had been decided yet around further reopenings in July. That's a decision which is going to be taken next week. That will be on foot of medical advice supplied by Neffet and the Chief Medical Officer. So it's hanging there, somewhat suspended. We don't know what that's going to mean, for the big plan to have indoor dining, or what it might mean for the question of the resumption of travel. Those are the two key decisions that the government is going to have to make, but it would appear only that won't happen until next week, as had been the original plan.
And the other story we're likely to hear more of today, Paul, is the Sinn Féin, non-appearance in the Dáil. They're on the special criminal court vote. They're getting criticism from Fine Gael on one side and from People Before Profit on the other.
Yeah, I mean, the question of what Sinn Féin was going to do on this issue had been clear that they were going to abstain. They had abstained last year, and so it was that the expectation was that they're going to abstain this year. The difference was that when it came to the vote last night in the Dáil, the Sinn Féin members up sticks and left the chamber, so they didn't actually physically abstain. So Fine Gael was pointing this out, and we always have to remember the context of a by-election coming up in Dublin Bay South, saying that the Fine Gael charge was that Sinn Féin isn't doing what it said it was going to do, that this is an issue that they can't be trusted on. So you could see that from Fine Gael's point of view, they were making political hay. Sinn Féin sources saying last night they never said they were going to vote on it. They said they were going to abstain. That's what the party did. There isn't an actual issue here. And people before Profit saying this was a curious decision that they'd taken. So it's certainly something which has a degree of momentum and will definitely carry into today.
Political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you. And